Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, the Bronze Queen of Praise, and you are listening to WKPS Radio, where key players speak, exclusively on UrbanBuzzMag.com. That's right, UrbanBuzzMag.com. And hey, listen, I'm wishing everybody happy holidays and, you know, be safe, be well, and give and receive. I have a wonderful guest. His name is Young Saint. You guys are going to enjoy the interview. But before that, here's some songs for you to enjoy.
Tribulations.
Keep on the faith.
journey.
This is no journey.
Is widely known.
And what you plan to do with your foolish pride when you're all by yourself alone. You need to tell somebody the way that you feel. You can feel it beginning to heal. I think it's true what they say about the squeaky wheel, always needing the grease. It's better to shower
the people you love with love.
Show them the way.
Show them the way that you feel.
Things aren't gonna work out. I'd like to do to you, shower.
Shower the people you love with love.
Show them the way you
show
feel.
Show them the way that you feel.
Things are gonna be much
things
better.
Things are gonna be much better if you only will.
Oh, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Shower.
For me, yeah. Hang
This is Nigeria Anderson, the Bronx Queen of Praise, and you're listening to WKPS Radio, where key players speak. And I have Young Saint on the line with me. Young Saint, introduce yourself and let the people know what's going on with you.
Hey, how you doing? This is Young Saint.
All right. So let the people know a little more about you and the project that you got out now.
Once again, my name is Young Saint. I got a project currently out right now. It's entitled Transition Live, which is a live hip-hop album. There's not too many artists that have an album out like that right now, and God's just been blessing me. We've been traveling, we've been doing some things. I just hope it blessed the nation.
All right. When you perform Christian hip-hop, what's the response like?
It always depends on, you know, the atmosphere, where I am. But I would say for the most part, it's always, energetic. It's crazy energy in the room. People feed off of the energy that I bring. It's just always an exciting time.
Why did you choose Christian hip hop, and what were some of your hip hop influences prior?
Man, and this goes back to my dad. My dad is a big influence in my life. My dad was a DJ when I was smaller. Mm-hmm. I'm a secular DJ, so I would watch him spin LL Cool J and Run DMC and Rakim and all the greats for me. And he would just be, you know, spinning the records on the table. And I've always found an interest into hip-hop. Furthermore, getting older, I found that hip-hop is influential. It's a culture change. And a lot of our youth and young folks love hip-hop. So what better way to give them Christ than through a form that they can accept? Some of my influences growing up, I've been an old-school fan. So like I said, LL Cool J, Eric B., Rakim, those were like some of my favorites because they didn't have to necessarily curse to get a point across. They didn't have to degrade women to get a point across.
Right.
So hip-hop's just been in my blood.
Okay. I love the youth, and I love Christian hip-hop. And I'm always excited when I go to a concert and seeing how the youth just receive it. What's it like when they're repeating your words and, you know, everybody's jumping up and down and everybody's shouting Jesus and everybody's on one accord?
Oh man, that's a crazy feeling to like hear them like chant the words back. I have one particular song off my album entitled "Hold Me Together," and when they're singing it, it sounds like the CD. It sounds like they were in the studio with me recording it. Mm-hmm. I would say that feeling is crazy. I mean, that feeling is just, you know, I don't even really have words for it to describe it. It's just an amazing feeling to know that you're inspiring someone or you're influencing someone in a positive way.
What has been some of the responses you've gotten from some of the people who go to your concerts, you know, like from maybe saved or, you know, not saved? Someone might have just brought someone to the concert. And what are some of the responses? What do people say to you?
Oh, my gosh. Man, when it comes to, like, the age groups and the age differences, so I've done shows where there's been the oldest person at my show is 92 years old.
Wow.
And she was singing the words of a song that I got on my album entitled Ring. And it was just amazing to know, like, even her response, you know, even though she might not listen to hip hop on a regular basis, mm-hmm. but the way the song moved her made her like hip hop.
Wow.
Some other responses that I've got is, man, Young Saint, I don't need a gym membership because you gonna have me running and jumping the whole time. You can expect at a Young Saint shirt, you are gonna leave there. You're gonna get a workout. Let's just say that you're gonna leave there with a good workout plan.
And when you decided to become a Christian artist and do hip hop, did you restrict yourself to that, or that's just something you're starting out with? And what's the bigger plan? Or are you not sure yet?
For me, I've never, there's a lot of controversy about titles and, you know, don't call me Christian hip hop. Don't call me this. Call me a Christian that loves hip hop. I stay away from that. It's crazy. Some of my peers and people that I know in the industry, and I'm just like, it's crazy. When God came into my life, he changed me.
Right.
He changed me. He changed me. That is that title. That is what I live for. He is who I am.
Right.
So for me to neglect that or stray away from that or try to, you know, push that to the side. No, call me a Christian that loves God, but don't call me a Christian rapper. No, I'm a Christian rapper. I rap about God. I rap for God. That's the gift that he's given me. I have no choice. This man died on the cross for my sins. You know,
right.
Not to get too, you know, churchy, but
no, get
he died
churchy.
On the cross
get churchy.
For our sins.
See, that's the problem. No, everybody want to pause. Mm-mm, we're very transparent. Be churchy. It's okay. They need to know.
If that, you know, transparency is like, hey, he died on the cross for my sins. He took 3 nails for me. And mm-hmm. I can't say that I rap for him. Who am I? Who are you? You know what I'm saying? So I guess for me, I never got caught up in that. I am a Christian rapper, and I live in that. I wallow in that. I toss and turn. I do flips, backflips, whatever in that. I am happy to be there. For me, man, I just want growth. I just want God to continue to keep growing me. We talk about Grammys and nominations and awards. None of that means nothing. None of that means nothing to me, to be honest with you. As long as God can continue to grow me and show me things and teach me to better my mindset, better my walk with him, that's all I can ask for. That is all I can ask for.
And you're like a double threat, because not only do you rep Christ, but you also are a youth minister. How does that work
right.
for your good? Because I know that's working for your good.
Most of the time, they always want me to rap. They always want me to rap. All the youth at the church, they're always like, can you rap? Can you rap? You know, and I do rap. I do rap for them. But I also, you know, we get in the word, and I just built a relationship, you know, with those who follow me. Mm-hmm. I'm a very approachable person.
Mm-hmm.
My mama taught me that. You know, don't ever think you're too big that you can't be knocked down. And that's just always stuck with me. So when it comes to being a minister, it's easy because I can deal with the kids who chewing gum. I can deal with the female who might be having sex or might be having a boyfriend that their parents don't know about. I can deal with that because I've been there before.
Ooh.
So they can relate. They can relate to someone who can keep it real. And my youth, they already know I keep it 100 when I show up at the school.
Right.
You know, there's some good kids, and they be open with me and let me know what's going on. You know, hey, Minister Carter, this is what's going on in my life. How do I make it through this situation? You know, and we just talk from there.
And, you know, what I find is that's what everybody just need, an ear, someone to listen and not judge or be too critical and just guide them in the right path. You know, because like you said, we were there too.
Right.
So then it has to be what I love, as the Bible say, with all things get understanding. So before we could just beat them over the heads, stop smoking, stop drinking, don't be doing this, don't be doing that.
Yeah.
We got to understand the root of why they doing that. You know, their household, their first father's house, their environment,
right.
The children who were brought up, group homes, you know.
Right.
And those are the people you're reaching, because, you know, music definitely is a tool.
Right. Music is the most influential tool, like, ever.
Right.
Like, ever.
Right.
Like, what people put in their ears goes right, you know, in their ears to their brain. It goes to their heart. Me personally, I grew up in a strict environment where it was, you know, it was rah, 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 you know, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, you know. And a lot of times we weren't given the reasons why not to do something or the repercussions of why not to do something. Or, hey, Ma, did you mess up when you were young? Or, hey, Uncle, did you mess up? You know, I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
a lot of us, you know, a lot of our generation before us, man, they've got the sense and they've got, you know, the wisdom, but then sometimes they have to understand that the generations have changed. So you've got to figure out how you're going to talk to this person. You know, the belt might have worked in the 70s. It might not work today. You know what I'm saying?
Right. The kids are hitting back now.
Yeah. I know. Now, don't get me wrong. I had my share now.
I had my share.
And I became a good man. But at the same time, I did watch some of my friends who were abused and tormented and, you know, parents made them do crazy things. And they turned out to be some crazy individuals.
Right.
But it's just good to be able to influence in a positive way, you know, the way that it's supposed to be and still stay, you know, in line with God's word. And that's the most important thing.
Cool. Man, that's real. Tell me how you came to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
So for me, people always laugh at my story because they're like, man, you went to Vacation Bible School, you know. But growing up, so I grew up in the AME Zion as a denomination, as a kid. Uh-huh. And if you don't know anything about the AME Zion, but they're really do a lot of things for the youth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of strictly based a little bit, if I can say.
Uh-huh.
In Vacation Bible School, growing up in a small church, Vacation Bible School was very important.
Mm-hmm.
So we were a small church. Most of us were cousins, and we had female pastors. And I can't forget it. It was crazy. Vacation Bible School, she was preaching the word, and I just knew, like, you know, they said that's that tug at, when God's tugging on your heart. It was that tug. It's like a feeling I can't explain unless,
right,
you know what it's like,
right,
when you got saved.
Right, right.
I realized what I lived and what I was doing. You know, I was young, so it wasn't like I was doing terrible things, but I realized lying and, you know, cheating and doing the little small things at our age was wrong. Once I realized it was wrong and who God was, then that means that I realized that now I need to be saved. And I can say it was right before we had some Subway.
Yeah.
And they Bible school, went up to the pastor and tugged the robe, and, you know, hey, I want to give my life to Christ.
Amen. Amen. Let's talk about the song Hold Me Together. How did you come up with that title, and what does that song mean to you?
Man, that song is so life touching. 2015, I lost my dad to a tragic car accident.
Mm.
And this can be Googled. It was all over North Carolina. My dad was driving a truck, and the truck flipped, and he was thrown out due to someone running a stop sign.
Wow.
Which furthermore, they have now put a stop sign at this particular intersection and named it after him.
Mm-hmm.
But he lost his life.
Right.
And my dad is the reason why I am here today. My dad is why I'm the man that I am, because he taught me the right things. He taught me Christ. And to make it so bad, he wasn't even my biological father.
Whoa. Wow.
But he was my dad, and he raised me. 2015, that happened. In the middle of that, we were working on the album Transition.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, drowned myself in the album itself and started working more and more on music. And I began to question God when the accident happened. I said, God, you know, why? You know, why? You know, I know we've got listeners out there that's ever questioned God and just ask them why. Like,
right,
why is this happening to me? I'm believing in you. I'm doing the right thing. I'm being a family man. I'm doing this. Well, why take his life? And, you know, couldn't you take somebody else that didn't, you know? I was like, couldn't you take another family member? Why did you have to take him? You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
I mean, seriously, you know.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
You know, and he gave me these words, and he said, you know, I will never put more on you than you can bear, right? And we think that's a cliche, and we're like, well, everybody says that.
Right,
but then it broke down to me. I don't, all the years I've heard this scripture, I got it this time, that because God put it on me to bear, he thought enough of me to put it on me to bear.
Woo.
And for that, I can't do nothing but give God the praise that, hey, you're thinking about little old me.
Yes.
You're saying that me can take on this pain, this anger. I can take it on because you said in your word that I can and I will come through.
My God.
To me, That was enough. I was slain out. And then, you know, the words, he gave me those words, I'll keep and I'll hold you together. And I got with the producer, man, and it's crazy. The song is featuring Chandler Moore, which if you don't know who Chandler Moore is, he is the praise and worship director over at Travis Green's church down in South Carolina. So, I mean, the song has just been touching lives across America.
Man, I definitely know what you're saying. And I was in a horrible accident myself, in a coma for a month, the whole nine. And I was just kind of like... Right. I was actually at the radio station doing the show, and I was like, well, I could have died because at least I was doing your work and I know where I'm going and it would have been fine with me. I'm just not sure why you made me stay here. You know, I had my Moses. I had a Moses moment. These people ain't come out my loins. Yeah. You know, I ain't birthed none of these children. But as a survivor, as someone who's been through something, and you do come out. And I pray someone who's listening to this really gets this. You will get through. You will. It seemed like a ton of bricks. But like you said, Young Saint, he thought enough of you to give you that challenge to not only get through it, but still praise his name. And now that's the real challenge, to get through it and still say, God, you good, you know. And now I'm kind of like, okay. I get it. And now, like how you thought he thought enough of you to bear it and give you that challenge, I said to myself, wow, God, you trusted me with that to like be humiliated and go through all of that, you know, because I couldn't walk. I needed someone to bathe me. It was horrible, you know. And, you know, artists, we're kind of like independent. So that was like, oh, my God, you know, and I'm young. I'm not old. So then it was like, oh God, someone gotta bathe me.
it's a test of faith. I mean, yeah. it's a test of faith.
But when you get through, it's like, I don't know. Like you said, you can't describe the feeling, but you just know that that he is God all by himself. And I think, you know, he trusts us because we are gonna say he did it. You know, that whole, like you said, the cliches become real personal. Like, nobody did that but God. You know what I'm saying? If it hadn't been for the Lord on my side, you know, that's that stuff that even today I will throw myself on the floor and roll. Like, are y'all don't know what that means. If it hadn't been the Lord Almighty, y'all don't know what that means. That's why you're clapping soft. You know what I'm saying? Me, I want to shout and jump and be like, yes.
Yes, ma'am. No, I totally, man. That's just, man. Him just putting it on me to bear or allowing me to bear is just remarkable.
And then become a witness.
It increases your faith too, because then if you can go through that, then the next thing that comes up is like, man, what's this?
Right.
God, you already got me. I'm good, you know?
And that's why we begin to stop putting everything, talking about the devil's busy. People, I mean, I know he busy. I know. But I'm telling you, after you've been through some things, you just be like, dude, go somewhere and have a seat.
Right. You see it coming. You already can speak to it while it's coming, you know?
And we have the power to rebuke it. We have the power to speak these things and let him know, not today.
That's amazing. Well, shout in my car.
I know. I'm trying to hold on to it. That's why I paused. I was like, all right, let's not go there. All right. So, okay. So I have a question for you because you mentioned the military and being in the military. Now, are you representing Christ? Like in the military?
Of course. God has just blessed me. Like, I hate to keep saying this.
No, brag. This is why I have this outlet.
God has just blessed me throughout my career, both musically and in the military. So just to brag on him, not only did he, you know, give me a good job in the military doing human resources, but my first 4 years, he put me back in my hometown, stationed in my hometown, so that I could continue to keep doing music.
Wow.
He ended up letting me get sent up here to Fort Knox. And even while being up here at Fort Knox, my supervisors, my generals, my colonels, whoever's over me, they never, ever stopped me from going to minister the word of God.
Wow.
I mean, never. If I say, hey, sir, I need to go out of town to do this, like, there has never been an issue. There's never been a stoppage or a block in the way. And I just got to give God the praise. Furthermore, on Wednesdays, we do Bible study.
What?
We do Bible study.
You better preach, sir. You let the people know you don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he won't be ashamed of you. Don't you have a song?
Nope.
Didn't you say you had an album, Favor Ain't Fair?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. See, so talk about the favor not being fair. Talk about that. Because that was a good example.
I can't talk about it without talking about the project. That was a time where I felt like the favor that God had on my life wasn't fair. Hate to be cliche, but it was like I thought that there were better men. There were better husbands, better fathers, better ministers, better, caretakers. And I saw the direction God was sending in my life, and I was like, God, I don't deserve this. I'm a nobody. I'm lowest man on the totem pole. I don't deserve this. This is not fair. And you know what? He gave those words to me, man. He said, favor ain't fair. Favor is only unfair to those who don't have it.
Wow.
And that favor that God has put on my life I've been walking in it, man. I've been walking in it for like the last 9-10 years, and I'm going to continue to keep walking in it. The favor, it's been favor on my job. It's been favor in my personal life. It's just been favor all around me.
Now, transitions. When I was thinking about the title, right? And I was thinking about transformation, but that is an end time title for your CD, because I really believe that that's where we're going into a real transition. I think God is getting ready to really just show out for his righteousness sake among his righteous. I believe so strongly in my heart that all the people who've been pretending, I already said earlier this year it was going to be a year of exposure. Not only that, to see what's going on in the news now with all this exposure, but I believe 2018, we've already seen signs, wonders, and miracles, but I think it's going to be such at a heightened level that you cannot ignore it. I think that the last is going to be first. I believe that, in the Bible it says, and the servants were on the horses while the princes were leading them.
Right.
I believe that those who have been serving diligently and maybe feeling like they didn't get their just due, that there's going to be such a role reversal that people just going to be like, oh my goodness, wow. Wow. I think we're going to be 2018 going to be a year of wow, of both tragedies and of great celebration. I mean, what do you think?
I could just, speaking from 17 was a wow for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just walked in that 18 will also be that. I'm watching the news and I'm watching the industry and just watching how everything's working enough. I don't get down based off the negativity that happens. I believe that God is going to show up and show out and continue to keep, his people and his word. And no matter what the devil does, no matter what laws may come up to try to get in our way and stop Christianity and Christ, I think that it's going to prevail. It cannot prevail, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
It's going to prevail. It says in his word that, it's going to come to pass.
Right, like the gates of hell.
I'm walking in that with you.
yeah, like the gates of hell will not prevail against the church.
And I
believe it. What other songs on this album have a value, meaning to you, or what experience did you have in when you were performing it that left an imprint?
Right. I've got a few favorites off the album. I want the listeners out there, if they get a chance, please. Go get the album on all digital outlets. It's a makeup of my life. So it's a start to end journey. It's going to take you, on a little roller coaster and bring you back in. I mean, I talk about everything from my wife, my kids, my ministry. It's a great concept album. One in particular song off the album is talking about my wife. It's entitled Ring. And I wrote that song to uplift women, to uplift young women, older women, whatever age group you might be in, to let you know, wait for that ring, wait for the right one that God is going to send your way. You don't got to go find him. He's going to find you.
Right.
And that song Ring has just been an anthem. And I give my testimony of, you know, how me and my wife met. I met her and I had $5 to my name. $5 to my name. I took her to Sonic and we had a Sunday. And from that day forward, I know it's crazy. When you listen to the album, you'll hear the interlude talks about, you know, we went to Sonic. I had enough to get two strawberry sundaes. And from there, man, we built a life together. I've been married 9 years now. I have two kids. And every event that I do that song so that other women can see how a man is supposed to, you know, show you off in a positive way, you know? And then the men, you know, the ones who don't get upset, because, you know, if you're not doing right, you're going to get upset. You know, you're not treating your girl right, you're going to get upset.
Right.
But the men see that and they're like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is how I'm supposed to treat my woman with respect. This is what Proverbs 31 talks about when we talk about a virtuous woman, a woman of God, a woman after God's heart. You know, this is what we talk about. So I would say Ring is one of my, like, all-time favorites off the project.
Cool. So what's next? What you got going now? You're just touring and promoting the CD now? Or what's coming up next?
So for me, it's working on new music. I am currently working on some new stuff. As an artist, I think we should always stay working. Mm-hmm. Don't ever think that you've made it.
Right.
Even after that, you know, you receive accolades and things like that, I think you should still continue to grind. So I'm working on new music. Also, I will be traveling overseas to Turkey here, so the country Turkey. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about doing some things overseas. But for me, just growing, just continuing to grow. That's what's important to me.
So are you write and produce all your music or mix collaborations?
So I have a circle of people that I got about two or three writers, two producers. And we just get together. I mean, we're like brothers and sisters. Like, literally, if you got us all in the same room, we'd be joking on each other. We'd be talking all kind of crazy. Like, we're just such a family. I mean, we order a pizza and just lock ourselves in the room. And, hey, what do y'all got? Let's go through this. Let's go through that. And we create it. I mean, we create the magic in the studio. So, no, I don't do everything myself. I don't think you can nowadays. I don't think it's right to even, you know, be, you know, alone in doing things. I believe, like, a team is what's going to give you that great product. For me, I got the team. I got them.
That's good. That's excellent. And also, we gave some secular artists some love. What are some Christian artists that you listen to or you like as well?
I'm sorry. You said some Christian artists that I'm fans of?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, even though I rap, I've got a worshiper heart, a singer heart, because I grew up, you know, singing. So that's all. Yeah. There wasn't no hip hop in AME. No. So, of course, I have got to say my most number one person will probably be Kirk Franklin. I like the way how he's transcended through time and stayed relevant through everything. I just watched him the other day on Soul Train, and if I wasn't saved, I would still say that was a dope performance. Like, even if I didn't know who he was, and I wasn't saved, the song touched me. And I think a lot of artists like him get a lot of slack because they're like, man, Kirk's doing this over and over. Is there ever going to be anybody else? This is what I've heard in the industry.
Right.
And I'm like, no, because Kirk, like, is staying relevant. He's doing his thing. Like, that's the reason why he's a legend.
Exactly.
I would even go back to Shirley Caesar. My grandmother raised me on the caravan, so she had all the records. I know about the mule, hold my mule. I know about all the records. my father was a quartet. Once he got saved, he got in the quartet. So we was listening to Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs, the
All
Williams
right.
Brothers,
I love
Mighty
Williams
Clouds
brother.
Of Joy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my influence come, you know, from having a singer's heart, but loving hip hop. So I know what's going to work. I know what's going to feel good. I'm very musically inclined when it comes to creating the music around the words. So those are my influences, personally.
Okay. You mentioned a key word, the industry. How has the industry received you? Have they been kind? What's something that should be changed? since you're on the inside, you know, Dove Awards, stuff like that. What has that experience been like?
So so you know, hip hop is hip hop, and you know, the charts kind of changed a little bit. After Lecrae came out, charts changed. You know, just to be 100, charts changed. Once Lecrae came out and he busted those charts open for weeks on weeks at a time, we are now, Christian hip hop is now on the Christian AC chart. So even though I am a gospel or Christian rapper, I can never chart in the gospel category, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I am always going to be charting or competing for slots in the CCM world. For me, I think that there should be I would recommend that there be a lane for Christian hip hop and not necessarily have us either competing with all hip hop and or CCM artists. Like, I don't believe that's right. However, that's the way it's set up now. I will say this in particular, Hold Me Together was created for gospel music. It was a gospel sound. It was gospel wrote, and it's charted on gospel.
Okay.
I believe by writing it and tailoring it that way, because they say your genre is based off of the sound. So I get that all the way. I'm just happy where I am. I'm happy where, you know, God has me. Hope that answered the question.
Yeah.
If I could change, that's one of the things that I would definitely change. As far as them accepting me, man, the community, gospel community, has opened me with open arms. I have never, ever got any slack in the gospel community. If anything, I've gotten slack in my own community, in the Christian hip-hop community, you know?
Wow.
Not to get into that too far,
right.
But, I mean, the worship community is like, wow, this is different. This is something that I want to tap into. Hey, come feature on my record. Hey, let's do this, you know? And
cool.
I've learned everything that I've learned from the gospel world.
Right.
I've learned it and took it to hip hop.
right.
You know, so there's some smart people in the gospel industry. You want to know about how to chart and how to properly register your music. They're not teaching that in the Christian hip hop world. They're teaching that over here. And I learned that. I just love it. I love it.
Good. Well, you know, I'm holding you because this is some good stuff. You have any events coming up? Any shows? And how can people find you on social media to be alerted about where you'll be performing?
Right. So coming up in December, I've got two or three events going on. Two in particular going to be in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That's December 13th. I'll be taping the show Atlanta Live down in Atlanta. Then also December 15th, I am on Motown Christmas, the Atlanta Live edition. I'll be opening the show down there in Atlanta. December 15th. So these are two pretty big events for me for the end of the year. I'm thankful, you know, to the people that's working with me and working for me, Platform Agency, Jason Hardy Agency, that's been, you know, working diligently for me. It's just crazy. Shout out to my management team, C-Word Management. But then also, in 18, I've got a bunch of stuff going on. And if you would like to bring me out, I would love to come to your city, your state. You can go to www.iamyoungsaint.com. That's www.iamyoungsaint.com. And it's going to take you to all my social media, my website, videos, and we can go from there.
That sounds great. Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate you. And maybe we'll connect soon. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player, and welcome to the family.
Thank you for having me once again. It was a blessing to meet you and talk to you. Thank you once again to all the listeners out there. Thank you so much.
All right.
not seen nor ears have not heard. I can do for you in a moment more than you can do in a lifetime. Settle down, settle down. You're not forgotten, you're not without. I need you to trust me and never doubt that I'll be right there to the end. My child, my friend, my friend. So I hear what you say, yeah. So I will believe in you. You hold me together. You hold me together.
Day to help us keep the pain away, and with your power enemies fade away. Remember the battle is not yours, and God gets all the victory. Humble your soul and always kill your flesh, and everything that you desire, just seek him and let him do the rest. The tests get hard and the tests get tough. Keep your faith in his word and let the devil know you had enough. You never leave me, never forsake me. You take me in your arms, you embrace me. And even though I sin, you still forgave me. You hold me together.
You hold me together.
You in my life, I would fall apart. Giving you everything, giving you my heart. Lord, you knew me even when I didn't know myself. And you loved me even when I didn't love myself. And when I look at me, I see this sinner man. I see a man that's broken, and they don't understand that when you look at me, you see another man. And his name is Jesus, he has the master plan. Father, I need you, I really need you. And when it's all said and done, I wanna see you. And your grace, Lord, will never fail me. You hold me together.
You hold me together.
Cross I knew blood raining. Could have moved, but you stayed still. While your blood, it washed my sins away. It should have been me, Lord, paying the price you paid for every nail, every stripe, every teardrop from your eyes. I'll bless your name. I'll bless your name, Lord. You took my nails and my stripes. You gave it all for me. You took my nails and my stripes. Bless God, I'm free. You took my nails and my stripes. You gave it all for me. You took my nails and my stripes. Bless God, I'm free. I imagine at the foot of the cross I kneel, blood raining. You could have moved, but you stayed still. While your blood, it washed my sins away. It should have been me, Lord, paying the price you paid. For every nail, every stripe, every teardrop from your eye, I bless your name. I bless your name, Lord. You took my nails and my stripes. You gave it all for me. You took my nails and my stripes. Bless God, I'm my nails and my stripes. You gave it all for me. You took my nails and my stripes. Bless God, I'm free. You walked my hill. You carried my cross. You walked my hill. You carried my cross, Lord. You carried.
You walked my hill.
You walked my hill.
You carried my cross,
and you carried my cross.
You walked my hill.
You carried love.
You carried my cross.
Bless God, I'm free.
Come.
All you gotta do is come.
While listening to these songs, if you realize that you don't have a personal relationship with Christ, I would be very honored to introduce you not to religion, but to a relationship. Just pray with me. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me, rose for me, and you're coming back again for me. Forgive me for all my sins. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart. I am saved. Welcome to the family.